Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Ladder, toes, free chicken, nips.
Brian Albrandt,
Joe Paisley.
I would like to start episode 97 with an apology.
Uh-oh. Okay. What did you do?
It's not for you.
Oh.
So, calm down. I will never apologize for that.
Come on, I'm still waiting for it.
I will never. You liked it and you know it. No, so, remember a handful of episodes back when I was really going after people that were excited about the McDonald's bagel breakfast sandwich coming back?
I do remember that.
Finally.
Yeah. Oh, it's finally back, baby.
It's finally back. There's some people like, no, it's good, man. I'm pumped. Like, there's a lot of emails being like, have you fucking even had it? Do you even know what it's about?
Is it still back or is it gone again?
Beats me. I don't know. I've been following the McDonald's bagel breakfast sandwich that closely.
Okay. I heard a commercial for it on the radio yesterday. So okay. So it must be back. It's okay. Still there.
It's still back.
Still stacking them. Yeah. Going out of business sale forever. But no, my apology for that stemmed from an experience I had just a couple days ago now, where Safeway, if you listen in a part of the world or part of the country, you don't have a Safeway, it's like your typical chain grocery store. How far does that go? It's like a Kroger somewhere else. Safeway, we have
it's
that
weird
up here.
That's a thing that it's not all the way across.
Yeah. So every little section of the United States anyway has like different pockets of these chain grocery stores. And ours up here in the Northwest is Safeway. It's so safe there.
It's really safe. It's the safe way to go.
Yeah. And they used to, I thought they stopped making it. And I got really sad. But they have like a Thai chicken peanut wrap.
In the deli or something?
Yeah, just it's ready for you. Mm. When you walk in, it's next to the Caesar chicken and the Caesar salad chicken. It's like your typical grocery
and the next deli. To the sushi and all that.
Or? Oh, it's Kitty Corner.
Okay,
yeah, not right next to it. No way. that's where they put the turkey pot pies. Mm. You know that. And one day that they fucking vanished. I was like, wait, maybe they're just out, but not. They were in my experience. They were always there because it's kind of not everybody's jam, but it's fucking my jam.
Yeah,
goddamn right. Just good and it's healthy. It's good. It's healthy enough. And it's a quick little snack to grab and they're delicious. But I showed up one day and they were just gone. And I was like, oh, I must have just missed it. I guess I'll get fucking.
I should have got here earlier. They got cleaned out.
I
got
it
for the day.
I didn't know I have to wake up at 8 a.m. for a Thai chicken peanut.
That's how good
wrap.
They were, though.
And then I went back a couple days later and they were gone. And then I noticed that, like, where their little thing was, like, that just got replaced. It wasn't even there anymore.
Oh.
And I was like, did I not buy enough? Did I not? They went out of business because I wasn't eating them enough? And then I just got really sad. And it was probably like a month and a half at this thing. I'd walk by and just kind of pay my respects to it. And I was like, oh, those were the days.
What used to be.
Those were the days. And then finally, a couple days ago. Walked in there and guess what's back, baby?
Ooh.
That fucking wrap.
Did you get one?
And I grabbed it and I had this feeling. I was like I was just so excited. And then I immediately texted you and I was like, I gotta apologize for going on that bagel sandwich so hard. Now I get it. It is finally back. And I've had probably four or five.
Is it still back every day?
I mean, I had one today, so you tell me.
You're stocking up.
Yeah, that's the whole thing, right? Like, mm-hmm. you feel like you want to get 10 of them just because.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I could see where...
Like, you're just so scared it's going away?
Yeah, you're going to go... I got to go get them... I got to get 50 McRibs and freeze them?
Yeah, I could freeze this somehow.
Some dude out there with 365 McRibs.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not... I will not go a day without this McRib.
Can't spare a square.
So anyway, I'm sorry if you were offended by me making fun of that. I get the feeling now.
Well, what's funny about that is I hadn't really thought about it until you apologized. We have our oldest is really picky, so there are certain things like... We have these fig bars from Costco, and then we have the mini peanut butter crackers, mm-hmm. Ritz crackers. Mm-hmm. And for months, those were just gone. None of the stores. My wife, she would go to store to get them.
Like she's Christmas shopping for a Tickle Me Elmo or something?
Yeah, because that was one of the things that like we know he'll eat consistently, mm-hmm. and it's got some protein in it, and it's halfway decent. It'll fill him up. And so...
You say it'll feel him up? Like it'll squeeze his tits?
Yeah, it'll give him a little pinchy poo.
That's pretty cool.
what a cracker. It'll finger his butt.
No wonder they sold out.
Yeah.
Sounds fucking sweet.
Whoever was eating those things found out the little secret surprise.
Picture in that commercial, it'll finger your butt. And you're like, what? The cracker, that's delicious. Feel you up and finger your butt.
Give you a little twist on your nippy doo.
Ba da da ba ba ba. And you finger your butt. Yeah.
Show the little twist off. It's showing the motion, the little twisty.
And just like right up an asshole and just the logo Ritz. And you're like, what the fuck did I just watch? Oh, yeah. When the kids, you find something that works and then it disappears. That's an emergency situation.
It's crazy, man.
But you got your hands on them again?
Yeah. So, well, we had to
black
to get
market.
Like, we got like a different brand, which. Sometimes he would eat, sometimes he noticed they're a little different, but then we were able to get, so she, I mean, it was like one of those coupon ladies that mm-hmm. buys like 50 things of ketchup because she saves money. Mm-hmm. It's going to take 80 years to use it all, mm-hmm. but she saved money.
Your wife, she goes, all right, today's the day. I'm heading out to find those. You're like, all right, God
Good
bless.
Luck, yeah.
You don't see her for 3 weeks.
Godspeed.
She comes back with like Rizzo. Like it's all Spanish box.
Yeah, yeah.
She's bruised.
Rizzo.
She's missing an arm.
Yeah.
I got it.
It's like Walking
Turns out
Dead.
The cartel had them.
The Walking Dead. Like, we got to go out and find rations and food and weapons and medicine. That's what it's like.
All right. Well,
so
I sympathize.
I'm sure they appreciate your apology.
In other news, I have some exciting news, everybody.
Oh.
Bad news, the show might end. Good news, I'm going on a fucking hot air balloon ride.
I can't believe this.
May 10th.
He sends me a text. He's like, oh, by the way, I'm going on a hot air balloon.
Yeah.
Like that's just an oh, by the way.
You're like, all right, like, what do I wear to the funeral?
Yeah.
I was like, your best wicker suit. I was like, bring an airbag. And you're like, I don't, okay.
I'm going to play Eve 6. burn like a wicker basket.
Can I have this microphone?
Yeah, what? Oh, you want all my shit?
Yeah, can I have your shit?
You can have all my shit if I die in a hot air balloon crash.
Okay, I have your guitar,
The irony and really looking at the bigger picture, that's the way, that would be a
that's the way
fucking
to,
amazing
the ending, right?
way to go. Yeah. But I mean, honestly hope it doesn't happen. But if it does, that's pretty funny.
Just don't run into like a power line or something.
Doesn't feel like I have control over that.
Well, just go where there aren't any power lines.
Arizona. I think we're going to be in a desert.
Oh, you're going to like one of those.
Yeah.
The air balloon
I'm going up
morning.
Uh-huh.
Oh, what is it? Is it?
Airballoonmorning.com.
Is it really?
No,
but is it a festival?
No,
are you doing a
they just do the rides. So okay. Like they're not the only hot air balloon that'll be out there, I'm
so
sure.
So you might run into another hot air balloon.
That'd be sweet. And I would jump into the other basket.
That would be cool. That's like that's some fucking Mission Impossible 007 shit right there.
A little kickflip into the next basket.
Yeah.
And see you later, losers.
Throw the other guy out and then pop that one and then switch. Pop it. You can't.
I thought about how
popping
out of your mind. hijacking a hot air balloon. How stupid that is.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody down. Like, what are you doing? Like, we're literally, where are you going to go? I'm hoping for 2 miles over there. It's going to be great. But it's coming up May 10th. So,
real quick. I just had a thought. Maybe we can do this on another episode. how they have, you know, emergency doors on an airplane,
mm-hmm.
how you just put someone in charge of that.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with, like, do they have anything like that on an air balloon? Like,
I'm sure you have to have
if the guy that's pulling the thing has a heart attack,
mm-hmm. who's next?
Yeah. Like, is he going to be like, so if I die, you can land this, right? Like, you can get this down. And he's like, I need a verbal
yes. Yeah. And you're like, yeah. I feel like I just don't pull the string and we'll go down, right? And he's like, yep, that's about it.
That's about it, yeah.
I mean, you don't know where you're going down.
Just make sure there's no water or power lines.
And no matter how bad you want to pull the thing, and believe me, it is hard.
Oh, you're going to want to do it.
You're going to want to do. That's how I got hooked. But don't do it.
I was just like you, man. I was scared.
I was so scared, but fuck, I still pulled that rope.
I pulled it one time, and I just haven't stopped pulling since.
I was hooked. All right, we got to get into the show. Got lap time on the show today. Zachy Poo, quick preview.
We're going to debunk some myths about the world that we live in.
Ooh, fun.
Should be fun.
Okay.
I got some silly ones.
Looking forward to it. All right, let's start the show. Okay. Hey, we got some, there's some sex today.
Oh, I like that.
So let's get ready for that. All right, Zach!
Hey, shut up. Start the show already.
I'm pretty sure no one needed that warning. They're like, yeah, I've been listening to this podcast. I'm pretty sure you guys could be talking about anything, and a dick is going to somehow find a way in. You're like, yeah, no, it's crazy. It reminds me of a big dick.
That took 10 minutes.
okay, so this one was sent in by so many people over the last, I guess, almost 2 years now. Wow. We're just going to do it. And it is a popular one. I mean, I've seen it a lot of places on the internet, but it's never been on the show. Would you rather give the first 90% of a blowjob, we're talking from gummy worm up to that 90% completion mark,
gummy worm,
or give the last 10% of a blowjob? So basically, blue collar, white collar. You get it?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Because cum?
Yeah.
Would you, I mean, grind it, but you don't have to deal with the cum part.
You'd get the credit, though, I think, at the end. Like,
I'd like you know. To thank special appearance by Brian.
Yeah, okay.
Here's this is blowjob by Joe featuring Brian.
Here's an analogy for you. let's go back to the airplane.
Okay.
Let's say you're flying across the country.
Okay.
And you're flying from Seattle to New York. And then, like...
Direct flight?
Yeah, direct flight. Okay. Say you're just going straight across.
What airline?
Delta.
Okay. I'm in.
Maybe in like, I don't know, like Buffalo, because you're going to fly somewhat over Buffalo.
Okay.
At Buffalo, like both pilots have heart attacks and die.
Okay.
And you go in there and you land the plane. Who's getting the
credit for killing the pilot?
No, who's getting the credit for saving everybody's life?
You.
Yeah. You didn't do shit until the very end.
Last little bit.
Now let's go back to the blowjob.
So there I was jerking off and sucking a pilot's dick.
Yep.
On a nonstop flight to New York.
Yep.
You following?
Yeah. You're with me still?
Yeah, I'm in. and he works for Delta. Like, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
The co-pilot steps in, pushes you off, finishes the job.
So back to the question.
Who's getting the credit?
Where do you want it? Mm-hmm. No, putting in all that work. It really is when the job's done, that's who's getting the credit. I mean, any sort of corporate level shit, like someone, they're like, hey, you fucking do it. And then they do it. And then that person's like, no, they did it. And then everyone's like, oh, good job, person in charge of other people that actually did it.
I had a boss one time that I would do all this shit. Like she would say, this is what we want. I would make this whole thing. It would be, in my opinion, ready to go, great. Mm-hmm. But she had to look over it and she had to change something just so there was, she was a little bit a part of it, even if it made it worse. But then it would go out like that just so she could say, oh, that was my final touch at the end. So
I get you. I hear you. But I feel it'd be so funny if you're being super bitter, like, God, this bitch, dude. Oh, he's correcting the there. In the right form of wear.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, just has to do something. And all she's doing is correcting your fucking spelling.
Yeah.
It was fine the way it was. It's like, I guess.
If you're illiterate, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah. Two O's on the fucking two this time, mm-hmm. huh? Oh, yeah. Just you always got to say something. She's like just fucking making it right.
I wish that was it.
Yeah. Well, we've talked about you sucking dicks.
Yeah.
Which I think is cool. And you think you'd be pretty good at it.
I think I could get there. I mean, the first few times would be clunky.
Yeah.
Just because it's somebody else. But you'd get into a rhythm.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's part of me that's just like I wouldn't want to take it in the mouth, but like, you know.
Do
like,
you get to choose where it's going?
No.
No.
Oh, I feel like if you're the giver, you get to have a part of a say in that, right?
You're sucking this dick. Let's just say it's only 10%. This cum's going in your mouth.
It's going in the mouth, for sure. Yeah,
who's sucking a dick? And he's being like, so let's just say 90% of the blowjob, you're sucking the dick. The last 10%, you've got a rock hard dick that's ready to go, and the cum's going in your mouth. But 10% of the work, and it's one time?
I don't want some dude's jizz in my mouth.
Who does? Truly. No, there's people that do. But the first, that's a lot of dick sucking. And if you're not that good at it, it's going to be longer.
Yeah. That's why I'm thinking, scared. Like, I think I could do a pretty good job.
Man, if it's a one-off, it's hard to, like, not use that 90% off coupon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if this thing's $100 and it's only $10.
It's blowjob math.
Yeah. And I'm like, all right. That's pretty cool. And now, can
you have to swallow or do you get to spit it?
That's your choice. That's the only choice.
Yeah,
but it's going in your mouth. If I'm going to watch you suck this dick for the first 90%.
Okay.
And I'm just going to be like, that's what he's doing wrong. And I'm just going to read the situation. And then when I tag team in, I'm just going to mix it up and go fucking hard so that it's going to be just get it over with. Just be just a little slut.
You're going to put your hair back in the ponytail and just get after it?
God, that was fun. That was hard to say, but that's funny. I'm going to be that little...
You're going to get that dick.
And be a good little girl. Be a good little whore. And just mix it up so he's like, oh, shit!
Whoa,
and
then it's fucking what's happening?
10 seconds. Take it, spit it on your head, and then leave. You're still there. You're so out of breath. I just come in my mouth and spit it in your hair and leave.
That's how it's like, it's a mic drop.
Go,
it's a dick drop.
Just go spit in your hair and spike your hair up with it.
Yeah.
You're like, see you next
later,
week.
Dweeb.
Later, dweeb. See you next week for recording. And you're just like, oh, like your jaw hurts.
Yeah. That's the whole thing. I worry about the jaw. Like, that's where I feel like you'd have to get used to it.
Yeah.
That's why I think I would use a lot of, you know, a lot of back and forth. Little, mm-hmm. I think a good, all around BJ where you're using hand a little bit, you know, it's like, you don't want to just constantly mount and it's too much.
No, you gotta mix it
so,
up. You gotta have some tricks. It can't be the same thing the whole time. I hear you. Okay. Well, enough about this. I'm going to pick the last 10%. It's one time, but it's hard to just, that's fine. Just do a 10% thing and get me out of there.
As much as I don't want to take it, some dude's load in the mouth. I feel like,
they do.
And then I get the choice to spit it out, so I'm going to do that.
Mm-hmm. Unless it shoots right down your throat.
That's true.
Zach?
I'm probably with you guys.
Just
get it over with.
Just do a 10% off or 90% off.
I'm with
off
Brian
coupon.
And the jaw thing. It's like, yeah. I think it would probably cramp
here's
up.
The thing. So here's another thought, though. I know we're talking about less work and like getting the job, but like imagine if you did 90% of the work. And then someone else taps in, and then you have to watch them finish the job, and then the person is like,
"You're so good at sucking dick."
Yeah, and they're like, "Thank you so much." And you're sitting over
what?
There. You're sitting over there like, "What are you talking about, dude?
Fuck that guy! Unbelievable!"
Yeah, it's like the guy when you're in school and you have like a school project with a partner or a group,
mm-hmm.
and you're doing all this work, and then the guy that's just fucking off the whole time. Gets the same grade as you.
Like, make some funny joke one time during the PowerPoint.
Yeah.
And just, like,
oh, that he's the funny guy.
That was so
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Man, you made the whole thing and you're just over yeah. in the corner, but God damn it.
Yeah.
Which
I did that a lot because I was the funny guy. So I would chime in and make a couple things that were like, put it over the top.
Mm-hmm.
So
maybe
right. That's what it, yeah.
10%.
Yeah.
For all of us. That's great.
Yeah, because I don't want to watch somebody else get the glory.
I like that. All right, well, we're talking
some
about
some of their horror get the glory.
We're going to talk about cum again. So, Zach!
Hey.
Hey, what's up, babe?
What are you thinking about? You know, nothing. Actually, you know what? I'm thinking about a lot of shit.
What are you thinking about?
I was having sexual intercourse.
Oh, just getting right into it.
Yeah, last week. It was a good one, too. It was fun.
Where at?
Right above your head in the room up there. Getting towards the end of it, it was one of those moments. It was just like kind of like a fun one. And I didn't really know where to come. So I figured I would toss that question out. Just like
you, let's.
Yeah, just like a multiple choice question.
I'm having a hard time.
Which is what I'm talking about. Yeah. But like, you know, and you say it in there, in that voice.
Do you really say it in that voice, though?
No, but it feels like you should. Yeah. Yeah, but you ask the question as old as time. Where do you want
Tale it? Tale as old as time.
Where do you want it? Like that one.
I've never asked that before.
Never? Well. So I asked, when you want it? And afterwards, I'm not going to say where she said. But afterwards, my brain.
Wait, you're going to leave out the detail?
I fucking put it where she wanted it. Perfectly. And afterwards, my brain being my brain, I was thinking about it because that is funny. He's being like, you fucking. And then I was like, why? I was like, what? There truly is, like, I don't know what happened in society, but there it is like a multiple choice question when it should be like an infinity question. But you go, where do you want it? And then what options do you have?
Mm-hmm.
You have inside me.
Back,
tits. Ass, tits, my mouth, face. I mean, I guess you could say your fucking knee, but you're like, okay. But like, it's a limited question when really the girl or the guy who's being asked, where do you want it? Their response, they could say anything. Mm-hmm. And I think we should really be doing that.
Like the coffee machine
just
or something?
Spice it up. Imagine just having like this passionate sex. I don't know, it's your anniversary. You went out for a great dinner. A lot of laughs, sharing memories. You come back. It's like a nice, it's a good fuck. And you're just
passionate.
Like, yeah, just, and you're all like a little sweaty and your hair, you know, you're kind of still looking good. You got some product in your hair. And right at the end, you're like, you want some more product? So where do you want it? And then she gets like dead ass serious, looks at you and goes, I want you to go over there in the corner and fucking come on the vacuum cleaner.
Mm.
And you're just like, okay.
I asked.
And you just have like this fucking like candle lit room and this sweaty dude.
And like the moon shining through the window.
Sweaty dude, little out of shape, out of breath. And he's just fucking in the corner. Look, he's like where, like this? And she's like, yeah. And you're like, you know,
like on the attachments? Or?
Yeah, where do you, I mean, what part of
which attachment?
She's like, I didn't think that far. Just anywhere on the vacuum cleaner. He's like, okay, yeah, fuck you. Yeah. Oh my God, I'm making this vacuum cleaner dirty.
It's going to have to vacuum itself. But it can't.
It can't because I'm fucking coming on it. But like, she could say whatever. Or like, you're like, where do you want it? And then she goes, oh, well, I think that we should be safe. You know what? I want you to just get the trash bin out from under the desk and just come in it.
Oh, yeah. It's clean, sterile.
Right. Nothing to worry about. And then the guy's like, okay.
You sure?
That's what you want? Are you sure you don't want it like on your boobs? And she's like, no, right in the trash can, bud. And you're like, okay.
Okay.
It's the same scene. You got this guy a little out of shape, like got like a beer belly, and it's a hairy one. And he's hunched down. He's like, you fucking right here? Like,
it's one of those ones that motion. You have to wave your hand over so it lifts up. It's like, it's not opening up. You're waving your dick.
No. Yeah. Oh, I'm almost there.
Or you have to step on it with your foot pedal.
You're like getting a foot cramp.
King hits the wall.
Wakes the kids up.
What's daddy doing?
Just doing what mommy wants. And what she wants is not another one of you. Get out of here.
Taking out the trash. Oh my taking God. Out your little brothers and sisters.
What's it look like? We're doing safe.
This is called safe sex.
This is called safe sex.
And it's what they won't teach you this in class.
Shit.
But these fucking liberal teachers won't teach you in this class.
Take a picture of your kids walking in, your dad, dude. And she, what are you doing? He goes, practicing safe sex. And he stands on the pedals, like, boom, bang, against the wall. Bitch didn't teach you this in seventh grade. And you're like, what the fuck is happening?
Bet you Mrs. Johnson didn't show you this.
Go back to bed. Daddy's coming.
Going back upstairs, boy.
Daddy's being safe. No, but literally anything. Like, she goes, you know what? God, I just go come in the air fryer. And you're like, okay. you're like, all right. And like, your dick's hard. And you're fucking opening the doors. And you can see like this echo. Like, I'm fucking coming in it. Like, super distant. And she goes, that's so hot. And
she's like, I'm coming in it.
that's so hot. And like, I know I can feel it. It's an air fryer. Beep, 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 beep. Beep.
You want any chicken tenders or french fries?
While I'm in here?
Oh, man. But yeah, just anything. Like, if you, like, fucking make them go come in a toaster.
Mm-hmm.
Spice it up a bit. Talk about a toaster strudel.
Yeah.
Have you ever had have you ever really had a toaster strudel if you haven't had one covered in cum? That's a good question. I know. Saving money on the fucking shitty frosting packets that never work.
They work better than cum.
Well,
have you tried?
Yeah, I'm just
going on a limb.
Mm. Going on a limb, yeah, fucking.
Yeah, just sugar, on a limb.
Sugar and salt.
Yeah, go come on the tree.
I want you to
climb a tree.
God, I've always, I mean, you know what? It'd be so hot if you
that
fucking
bird feeder.
Went out to the back.
Yeah. Come on the bird feeder.
I want you to go to the garage, get that stepladder, and then go fucking come in the bird feeder. And she's peeking out the blinds. Dad, fucking dad's up there. Like this.
Yeah.
Get that sparrow.
Is that what you like? There's like a nest of little birds.
I'm going to feed the baby birds.
Referencing an older episode. Fucking the wife or whatever is just peeking out the blinds. And dad is up on a 20-foot ladder fucking a birdhouse.
Bare ass just for the neighbors.
Turning around. Like you like it. I'd do anything for you. the window like... That's so hot.
It's so hot. Yeah. I'm so turned on.
Oh, almost there. Oh, yeah. That's so hot, babe.
Oh, yeah, I know.
A little nest just going.
Birds are trying to get out. We're trying to come in. It's like hovering there. It's like, what the? Are you fucking my birdhouse? Dude, what are you doing here? That's a big worm. Can you just leave that worm in my birdhouse?
No, I'm a fuck it. No, that's what my wife wanted. She asked me to do this.
What a scene. Yeah, but anyway, all the women or all the partners out there, I don't care what your sexuality is. If you get asked the question, where do you want it? Just for a second.
Yeah, do something.
Consider mixing it up because you have so much power.
On the dartboard.
To really say whatever you want. Where do you want it? Like, I don't want it at all. You're like,
well, what should I do with it then?
I don't care.
It's not yours.
Not my problem.
Okay. Shit.
Or I didn't think about this. I thought you were going to want it.
I was just playing in the assumption you were going to want it. So,
but right now you don't. And here I am. I have it.
Fuck. What should I do?
What should I do? All right. Well.
Well, it is funny because like when you're just having sex and it's like in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But there is that thing like. We know there's that time is going to come. And it's like, what are we doing here? Mm-hmm. Or then after it's over, it's like, can you give me a towel or mm-hmm. clean up? It's just, it's such a sexual act. And then afterwards it's just like,
anyway, what's on Netflix?
A towel or whatever, you know, like everyone's sweaty and,
mm-hmm.
Good
stuff.
Ah, damn it. What was I going to say?
What?
Oh yeah. So let's say, have you ever, I don't know if we talked about this before, but isn't it weird? Like if you're like, hey, can you fill up this drink or can you bring this something to me? They bring it to you. Oh, thanks. But if you're like, hey, can you put my dick in your mouth?
Yeah.
And they blow you. And then afterwards, you don't say thank you, right? It's weird.
Wow. I mean, to be funny sometimes, be like, thank you. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Like just being whatever.
But it's like, thing where you're just
weird
like,
to say nothing. I think you say, oh, God, that was awesome.
That was, but like to say, like, thank, because like in any other situation, if somebody did something for you, you'd be like, thank you.
Oh, dude, that was bussing. No cap.
Yeah, no cap, dude.
No cap, dead ass.
Bruh, that was so good.
Good night.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, I did try to mix it up a little bit. Yep.
It's funny. I just want to picturing the guy jizzing in the garbage can in the moonlight to me is just so funny.
Just, yeah. That dad bod, too. Mm-hmm. Just looking kind of like a gremlin.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, yeah.
Thinking he's being so sexy for her, though.
And she's just like laying on the on the pillow, just looking like, oh, my God, that's so hot. You are so safe. I know. Mm. I know. You sure you don't fucking... Yeah. Isn't there anywhere else you want it? She goes, I want it right there. Okay.
0 days without any accidents.
0 days without any accidents.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. We're going to talk about dicks again. We roll dick.
Is it dumb? Is it interesting? Is it cool? Then it's dick.
Burp.
So you guys remember John Wayne Bobbitt?
I do. Got his dick cut off.
I know. And there's not really a whole lot of funny here, but just poor fella. John Wayne Bobbitt.
He's still alive?
Yep. Vet whose wife sliced off his manhood, loses toes due to toxic water at Camp Lejeune.
What?
Or Lejeune? What is it? I've heard the commercial a million times.
I think it's Lejeune.
Lejeune? Fuck me, dude. Poor guy. Although I don't remember clearly what happened. It was all the way back in 1993. Did he cheat on her?
Yeah. No, he was...
I mean, still doesn't deserve to lose his peen.
I think he was... he was sexually...
But was any of that proved? I guess I could probably read the article.
I don't know, yeah.
I did read it, but yeah, I don't remember what they said. So John Wayne Bobbitt, the Virginia man whose wife, Lorena Bobbitt, infamously chopped off his penis with a kitchen knife back in 1993.
Real quick, isn't it crazy that they are global celebrities for that? Just like that's the only reason.
Mm-hmm.
Like you hear Bobbitt, you don't need to hear Lorena, John Wayne, anything. It's just like... someone cut someone's dick off. That's all you need to hear is Bobbitt.
And then she just throw it out of a car window and it was like in a park or some shit
like
that.
I remember.
It was, yeah.
Yes, dude.
Like side of the road shit, yeah.
That's why. What a story.
And they went and found it. That's amazing.
And they...
it wasn't gnawed upon or nothing.
It was just a nice dick in the park. He lost all his toes due to the side effects from illness he claims he sustained while based at Camp Lejeune. Lejeune? Fuck me. Back in the 1980s, Lorena Bobbitt attacked her then husband in his sleep and tossed his severed manhood outside a car window as she fled the scene. Doctors were miraculously able to reattach it. I want to see it.
I guess I never realized I never got that far into the funniness of it. And yeah. I guess I never realized they reattached it.
Yeah. He went to see the dick farmer.
Mm. He did porn after that too, I think.
We can see his dick somewhere?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, will you look it up? Well, I read this article. We won't be able to show it, obviously, but I'm curious to see what's going on with that thing. But now, due to a condition called toxic peripheral polyneuropathy, he lost all 10 toes and walks with the help of prosthetics, the former construction worker tells Fox News Digital. I'd get wounds, they would heal, and lead to a giant word. What is that?
John Wayne Bobbitt, uncut.
Osteomyelitis? Osteomyelitis?
It's called uncut.
A bone infection. It's called uncut. Nice. Yeah. They didn't know what the underlying condition was back in 2013 when I first got wounded. But that connection between just hearing this story, and I'm sure that we have some younger listeners that maybe you have no idea. You're like, what? Like, what the fuck is this? Because it just kind of got burned into all of us, like our generation. When you get, you're just someone getting their dick chopped off and gets thrown out a car window. It just really resonated to men and women all across the board.
Damn, Brian, what is on that page, bro?
And then
that's fucking winking at me.
And then now after hearing all of these commercials, I mean, it's like late night, but it's also daytime. You hear like, were you stationed at Camp Lejeune? Like from blah, 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 blah. Like, call here. We have $8 billion. Like, do you have mesothelioma?
Mesothelioma.
Miso soup. Like those
miso
same commercials.
Horny right now, watching this.
God damn, I wanna see it, but
I'm trying.
I don't want to get our page fucking banned from YouTube.
Oh, fucking Ron Jeremy's in there with him.
He wiggled his way in.
Like sleazeball.
I didn't know he made a porn. Is his dick work?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I've never seen it, but yeah.
I'm trying to. Oh,
that'd be a shitty porn. Yeah,
that must be him right there.
Yeah.
Dude, this ad that's running next to it's like a
it's hardcore, bro.
Wiener vibrator or something. It's just
What?
Would you Wait, can it not get hard?
I mean, it feels like that would be attaching it and having enough blood just to be able to have it, opposed to reattaching it and having it work in such a way that you can actually get hard. Seems like a miracle.
Oh,
right? Anyone?
Ron, sorry.
You guys over there looking at dicks.
Yeah, we're all fucking Ron enamored. Jeremy. Ron Jeremy just blasted a gal.
He just asked where she wanted it.
She did.
Wasn't the garbage can this time.
And it was not.
She goes, I don't know.
She's rubbing it.
Anywhere but on me. Okay.
He's just rubbing it into her skin right now.
That's really cool. I'm glad you guys
are. John Wayne Bobbitt go? He got cut from the film just like his dick got cut off.
Probably they're like.
Like he's in it and then all of a sudden he's just gone.
Because, yeah, it wasn't working. They paid him for a cameo.
I mean, it's teeny tiny. It's not getting. Okay. Well.
He should have upgraded.
It's no horse cock, Joe.
He should have upgraded. He had a chance to. And you don't get that chance very often.
You don't. It's a once in a lifetime, I feel like. Mm-hmm. The dick farmer only comes around every so often. Dude, I blocked out. I don't know what you were talking about.
Oh, you got the idea. But, yeah, you have this dick, and they pick it up. And the doctor's trying to talk him out of it. He goes, look at the dicks we have. And Nick opens up a vault.
It's like a jewelry.
He's like, you could have any of these in not this. And he's just like holding up an acorn. He goes, no, I want it.
I really like the one I had.
He's like, you haven't had this. Mm-hmm. Like, you need to try this dick.
What can I do to get you in? to get you into this dick
get you to test drive this baby. What would it take? This one has a $400 rebate, mail-in rebate.
Yeah.
You are in luck. We have a Father's Day sale going on right now.
Yeah, we got to move. We got to move some merchandise here.
Not only do you get this one, but right now, until Sunday, you could also get two free. And he's like, I guess we want the original. He goes, I don't think you're not hearing listening. Me.
I don't think you're hearing me.
Is there someone else I could talk to that is just not fucking fascinated with this tiny ass dick? Like, who are you dating? You dating anybody? Can you bring her in here? Because I'm sure she could take a look at this wall of dicks and talk you into it.
Did negotiation for something like that.
Listen, I really need to hit my quota this month, or I'm gonna have to pay the penalties. Please, fucking do me a solid.
Warranty and all that shit. You
do me a solid. Upgrade your dick. Okay, that's it. I just thought it was sad that you get your dick cut off. Like, and
this
then
is
all
the
your
90s,
toes are cut off.
All right, the ladies don't. They want the Cadillac of dicks right here
because you were stationed at a camp where all the drinking water was fucking contaminated. Mm-hmm. But
so would his dick have fallen off anyway then?
I don't know
if he lost all of his toes. Like, it
sounds like dick's next on the docket. Dick's on deck, am I right?
Dick's on docket.
All right, you want to read the next dick, and then we'll be jumping off to lap time.
Ew.
With Uncle Zach.
Alrighty. Parents offered class photo with no complex needs pupils.
Bold.
A council has apologized after parents were offered a choice of class photos with or without children with complex needs in them. Parents at Aboyne Primary complained that being sent a link from a photography company offering them alternative pictures.
That's so fucking mean.
Aberdeenshire Council said the decision was not taken by the school and the link to the photos was immediately removed.
Mm-hmm.
Tempest Photography told BBC Scotland News that investigating the matter that had spoken to both the photographer and involved at the school. The company added it had no further comment at this stage.
Mm-hmm.
It's understood some class photographs were taken before the pupils with additional support needs were brought in. Despite pictures then being taken, which included all the pupils, parents were still given the option of both. Tempest is one of the biggest school photography firms. I was unsure why two options were given, she said of her daughter's photos. To say I was shocked is a massive understatement. I can't understand how a human can think it's okay to effectively give people the choice to erase children from their class and their history. The two schools were amazing, but absolutely appalled.
Wow.
Totally unacceptable. Aberdeenshire Council said in the statement, we are aware that the following Aboyne Primary... Aboyne Primary School's recent school class photographs. Links to purchase the pictures included images with and without complex needs provision pupils.
How did that go down? So, I mean, I have a couple ways that my brain imagines it. But one is the way that school photos were taken, right? Back in the day, you were either like shuttled to the gym. Or back in like those elementary days, they would like go to the library, right? So you'd stand, you'd have a little row, and they'd get you in there and take your photo and then bring you out the other door, right? A nice little cattle herd or whatever it's called. What's it called? Cattle guard, cattle something. Where they push you through the gate and they're like, all right, next. You're like, and you fucking moo your way in there and
they
stand.
They brand you and then you get out of there.
Shock you. Ow, I'm leaving. And this photographer was like, quick, get in here before the cripples. Before the cripples show up. All right, shit. Everyone pretend like, nothing happened. Yeah, everyone pretend like nothing happened. And they're just like, oh, go back to talking. And they just like start talking, and the door opens, and the kids with disabilities roll in. They're like,
one of them stimming.
And the doctor, yeah. And the doctor is just like, or like the doctor, the photographer is just doing this. He's just shushing them. He's like, don't tell them.
It's like, we're not a T-Rex. They can see
us. Don't tell them. And they're like, okay. Okay, smile. This is the first picture we're taking, right? And like winks at him. Click. He goes, I'll send two links. I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
Like, it's like, now, okay, you, we need you in the front. Okay, now you two here. You go to the back.
And then you three over here, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, and you leave. There's this kid just over there going, another kid's clapping.
Like, yeah.
And like, all right, everybody.
Yeah.
You three, duck down.
Yeah. He's like, and then, yeah, no, you two, yep, just scoot over and just scoots them out of the frame. Goes, perfect, click. Oh, now scoot back in. But what a fucking terrible idea. That is awful. Why? What's the point? Who came up with the idea? And then who ran with it? It couldn't. I mean, I guess I don't see it. It has to be the photographer.
Well, it's weird because, like, how could one... Like, one person does that, and there's people in the room going, wait, that's, are we sure you want to do that? Or they're, like, some people don't want to cause a stir, and so there's like, this is weird, but okay.
I wonder if the actual real situation that happened, and again, I have no idea, was that your photographer, you're just showing up to a school, you don't know who's in the class, right? You have no idea, and it just took longer for... the special needs kids to get to where the picture was going. Like, whatever the situation was. So everyone showed up, and then he just took a picture. And then he was like, oh, shit. And then he's like, well, I already took the picture. I might as well offer it. And, like, just didn't give it a second thought and threw him out there. He goes, well, here's one. And then here's one that with, I don't know, like, not your kids in it. Do you care? And he just, I don't know, just didn't think it through and posted, sent out both links. Like, it was maybe a totally... innocent, was not trying to be mean. He's like, well, I already have the photo, so if you like this one more because your kid looks better, or if he looks better in this one, but it has them in it.
Those people.
Then have at it. I mean, whatever. Like, he just didn't even... He didn't care. He wasn't being facetious. He just took two photos and posted them.
That's what it is.
I want to believe that that's what it was.
Feels like a massive lack of empathy,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
God damn, dude.
What if it was the parents?
Yeah,
like they all
and just were got like, away with it.
Like,
he has ruined the last four class photos. I just total dick parents. Like, I can't even hang it up. I can't stand looking at those disabled kids.
The disabled
in the morning down the hallway. Disabled kids. I believe it was going to be something a little like innocent. It just got out of control and should never have happened. But doing photography, doing pictures, you're trying to frame things up right. God, there's so many just terrible ways. Like, imagine getting a school photo that's framed up where like everybody's in it, and then just barely bottom left, there's like three kids and all you see is like their forehead up. Like, he's like, oh yeah, no, you're in it. No, you're good right there. Click. All right. Bye. And just purposely crops them out.
Are we good? Is this where we should be? Yep. Right there. Yep. Perfect. It feels like maybe we're not.
Why are we 10 feet closer? Yeah. I don't know.
It's fine. The camera works in mysterious ways.
You don't know how lenses work. Be quiet. Click. And it's just all it's you like, see.
Obviously,
just,
you don't know how lenses work.
Disabled kids' foreheads and then the glass in the background. Oh, awful. Well, I'm glad that they fixed it because that is terrible. Ready to jump off to lap time? Learn some shit?
Yeah, we can. I just had this thought, like, as a parent, how would you feel, like, if your kid was the one that was excluded? Like, because it's like, my kid has a hard enough time being accepted or, mm-hmm. like, getting, and then that, something like that happens. I could see parents just being
fucking, fear. I mean, maybe, I get. I mean, I still got a picture with everybody in it.
I know, but the idea that somebody like
would not want your kid in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would hurt. Mm. That would hurt. But I wouldn't lose my fucking mind over it. I would just, I'd be like, yeah, fucking people are
you
dicks.
Wouldn't.
Yeah. But I'm not everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would try to just, I'd be like, well, it doesn't affect my life at all. And the answer is usually no. Like if I don't get all riled up and angry about it. And then if I do, like what fucking changes? Mm-hmm. Nothing. I'm still buying the same photo. Like, just move on. Fuck that photographer. And that's
but it's not about. It's not necessarily about you. It's about like how my kid's being treated, or like mm-hmm. this is the way they already have a tough life, fitting in or doing whatever, and now they're being excluded from something they should have been a part of.
Yeah. Wouldn't feel good, but I wouldn't hold on to it very long. I'd be like, that's fucking stupid. I don't even know if I would say something. I'm like, someone else would, but...
Yeah, I probably wouldn't either.
I'm like, yeah, fucking, that's so dick. You fucking dicks. All right, are you ready for lap time?
I am.
Okay.
I'm geared up.
Zach?
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Are you ready?
Oh. Hey, little chitrins, why don't you come take a seat on Uncle Zachy's lap?
Gather around, boys and girls. It's lap time with Uncle Zach.
Sit on my lap, you little shits.
All right, Zachy Poo.
Oh, yay.
Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, I'm adjusting my goose seat.
Are you guys ready for some scientific knowledge questions?
Oh, yeah. I love science.
So I don't know if you guys saw this going through the internet on your feeds, but this person was making the claim that the word news actually stands for something. Would you guess what the word news means?
I feel like I've heard this before, but I don't know the answer.
National entertainment, weather, sports.
Dude, very close.
Really?
Yeah, as far as what they thought. A lot of people think it's north, east, west, south.
Oh.
But yeah, it was like, it's very dumb. Notable events, weather, and sports.
Ah! But that's, look at me. Seriously, I had
so
no idea.
It's an acronym.
But it's not. And some people think it's Noble Events Weather and Sports Past and Present Event Report for newspaper.
Mm.
And I heard that guy talking, and I was like, that's got to be shovelcock. Yeah. And so I went and looked it up. And it just means it's the plural form of new.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's just because it's not a noun, I guess. People are kind of like,
what? Yeah.
All right, next one. This one's really interesting. What would you guess if you could compare the Earth's smoothness to some sports ball, like baseball with the ridges, with the mountains and the valleys and stuff? What sports ball would you say is closest to the smoothness of the planet?
Are we factoring in the scale?
Yep.
Oh, that changes things.
For some reason, I want to say like a football or something with high, because it's got the laces that are...
But the shape is fucked.
Yeah, so like a baseball to me fits those things because of the peaks, mountain range.
If you're scaling it down and those ridges would be fucking massive. Those would be huge mountains. I'm going to go with something like in the same... It's not going to be a tennis ball because that's hairy. I'm going to say a racquetball.
Racquetball?
Yeah.
With the holes in it and shit?
No. Just like a smooth racquetball.
Oh, a racquetball. Okay. Yeah. I was thinking...
Wiffle ball?
Wiffle ball, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's actually a cue ball, and it's actually smoother than the smoothest cue ball that we can make.
What?
Because when you think about it, the highest mountain is 29,000 feet mm-hmm. or so. The lowest depth is 36,000 feet. So it's really not... Or it's just a few miles, right? Yeah. And the Earth is like 23,000 miles.
That may... Yeah.
And so it's... Mm. Even a little dent in the golf... Or in the cue ball mm-hmm. is... Yeah, so it's kind of an interesting thing.
That is really
interesting.
Scaling it way down, it's basically smooth.
Smooth as fuck.
If you were a giant god coming over and picking it up, it'd just be a smooth surface.
Yeah, even though that the moon, it looks like a lemon.
Mm-hmm.
So on that same token, like we kind of all know that Mount Everest, or it's said Mount Everest is the tallest thing on Earth, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's technically two little things that fight with it. Hawaii, for one, is actually when you count the crust, even though it's underwater, the crust to the peak, it's much higher. It's 33,500 feet compared mm-hmm. to 29,000 feet. But also, because of in Ecuador, there's a mountain that because of the bulge of the Earth and where it is at the equator, it actually squirts out into space further than Mount Everest by quite a little bit. Not too bad.
But I actually knew core, that.
Did you? I bet you did. Yeah. I thought you would know a lot of these.
Well, just that one. Because of the way that the Earth is,
it's thicker at the
so the middle. Furthest rock into space would be that fucking one.
Ha!
So that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Here's some kind of quick ones, and you might know these guys too, but these are pretty weird. So we all know the spiders. I don't know if you guys like spiders or if you're afraid of them, but they are every fucking where on the Earth. They can swim, they can crawl, and we learned this on JAR a couple weeks ago. They can fucking fly. They call it ballooning, and they shoot out of their butts their little web, and it can take them all the way up as high as the stratosphere, like into the atmosphere. They're like jumping around planes and shit. They're looking at space.
They're basically hot air balloons.
There's no escape from motherfucking spiders.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
what are they doing up there?
Good question.
There's no food.
They're procreating. That's what they're doing, probably.
Well, when you see it, like a give birth, there's like 1,000 babies. Dude. You think about how many are actually like make it and stuff. I mean, there's so many fucking spiders.
NASA has to factor in, like, going through spider hot air balloons.
Yeah.
They're like, I don't know. We know we're going to hit at least 2 billion spider hot air balloons.
Yeah, when you're up there in the hot air balloon, you know, watch for spiders.
Mm-hmm. Just chopping through them.
All right. So what's the nastiest creature on Earth to you guys? The thing that you think of when you think of wretch and dirt filth.
Oh, okay, gotcha. I don't know. I mean, stereotypically, go ahead.
A rat?
Yeah, I was going to say rat.
Rat, okay.
But I don't think that's even close. Yeah,
that's one you think of.
What's another one? What's another top tier gross thing on Earth?
Well, like a maggot or a...
Mm-hmm.
That's my wife's least favorite thing on the planet, is a maggot.
And the name sounds like maggot.
Yeah.
I mean, it just sounds bad.
What's that one parasite that gets into bodies and then...
Goes up your dick hole?
And then grows inside of them and takes over their brain?
That's pretty gross.
Have you seen that shit? It's fucking nuts. They basically turn it into a host. I don't think it's a parasite. It might be a virus. But then they make them do whatever they want to go kill themselves so that they can do it again.
Fuck.
Just cool shit like that.
Yay, planet Earth.
I mean, dung beetles are funny.
Well, my question
is rolling shit around all the time.
Fly's pretty gross.
Well, neither of you guys mentioned cockroaches, but a lot of people get pretty wretched out by cockroaches.
Probably because we don't have them up here.
Yeah, for sure. But the interesting thing that I found was that, you know, we think of wretch when we think of these guys, but they actually wash themselves after they come in contact with humans. They've shown them, like, as soon as we touch, it's probably acidic or grease or some shit. But
cat.
It's kind of ironic that they're like, ew, human. Mm-hmm. All right, next one. We ready? What color is the sun?
White.
Nice. Done. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Saw that at the solar eclipse.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to ask you, but I figured you'd know.
That's why rainbows and things like that, it's the white light hitting, then the colors breaking apart.
That's it. The atmosphere makes all the colors that we see, and then our eyes, the cones in our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So this Mine one, you guys, broken. You guys probably know these because these are up your alley. But what's the biggest desert on the earth? The one that we think of.
Sahara.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's the one we think of. Do you have a guess?
Because
you know where I'm going with this. So it's not. It's not Mojave.
It's going to be something like.
it's hard to imagine that it's a desert, but it is. Because basically the definition of a desert is less than, I think, 2% or 2 inches of precipitation a year.
Is it in Africa?
Texas.
It is not.
Or is it in the States?
It's not in the States either.
Oh.
Australia.
No, go north.
It's not Australia.
Go up.
No, go south.
Really?
Yep.
Antarctica.
Yep.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, 5.4 million square miles compared to 3.6 million.
At one point.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
That is.
Because you think of the fucking snow and shit.
Uh-huh.
All right, I got a couple more. So let's see here. This is one, you know, what happens when you put a toaster in the tub and you plug it in? You're fucked,
you come
right?
in it?
Right. You come and make in the toaster.
I want you to get
the
toaster, put it in the tub and fucking come in it. Is that what you want? Will you FaceTime me? You want to watch me do it? Will you call me? FaceTime me.
I just took out an insurance policy in you.
Well, the idea is that we think that water is the conductor of electricity, and that's the thing that's electric that's killing us. But according to the USGS, pure or distilled water isn't a good conductor at all. Like, pure water has very little conduction.
Mm-hmm.
It's because we do get shocked when we do that, but it's because of all the metals and earth shit that are conductors in the water. And that's something I never once thought of. I just thought, oh,
all the metal in the water?
Yeah, so when you go into the lake, it's not the lake water, it's the minerals in the water that would electrocute you, or okay. In the ocean, the salt, I guess.
Yeah, I never thought of that either.
Yeah, I never heard of that.
It's smart, makes sense.
I found it interesting. All right.
I found it on the web.
Here's one because the flat earth is such a popular dumb thing for people to love.
Well, because it's flat.
It's super fun to look into. But the theory is that, and I'm sure you guys have all heard this, that the middle-aged people thought that the world was flat and that was just the way it was until we recently figured out that it wasn't. You guys probably know that most of the people in that time thought it was round, actually, all mm-hmm. the scholars at the time. But the myth started in the 1800s, in the mid to late 19th century, when science and religion was kind of brawling over evolution, when Origin of Species came out from Charles Darwin. Mm. That was kind of like a time of battle, and it was kind of like an insult. That's where that thing, well, you guys believe the earth was fucking flat for the whole damn time, and that literally spawned from that, and according to my shitty research, and led to... That's what we think, even though it's absolutely not true.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go back way into ancient times, and they thought the world was round.
Gotcha.
So great job, modern people. You're doing great.
Figuring it out.
All right, I got two more for you. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, so the myth is that summer is warm because it's closer to the sun. Have you heard that?
Yeah, it's false.
Yeah, it's the northern hemisphere is actually during the summer furthest away from the sun, but not by a lot. But it's just the tilt of the earth.
That's why the days are longer, too.
It's like sex with the angles. You got to get the angle right, and then you get the hot times.
It just warms on it better.
Yeah.
And longer.
Yep.
And so that, it comes through at the right angle.
And that, I mean, it's just...
It's actually furthest away in June, I think.
Yeah, I think
Like the, around the summer solstice. And it's farther away, so it takes longer for the earth. It just has more coverage because it's farther away.
Yeah.
Is that real? What you just said?
Yeah.
Are you sure you 100% on that?
I just agreed because...
I have no... I've never heard that. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck me.
I'll be damned.
I did not know that.
That it was farthest away in the summer?
No. I guess I figured that it had more to do with the tilt and
it's
our
not by a lot,
pattern.
But yeah,
it and is. Like, it was just... It wasn't further away to light it up more. We just are tilting it so it's lighting up and hitting the... Atmosphere at the right angle to trap more heat.
Yep.
Yeah. I did not know that.
Right. Yeah. And there, yeah, we could, yeah, that's a fun topic.
Go for it. Yeah. Space is fun. Last one. This one is kind of interesting. Like, I'm going to start it with, are there any movies, like sci-fi movies that you, in space with spaceships that you hate? Are there some that you're just, that's the least favorite?
Mm. don't know. I'll piss people off, but I mean, I don't like Star Wars.
Say Star Wars,
but I really don't like Star Trek.
Fair.
Like, it's fine, but it's just, it's beyond cheesy to me.
So
Star Trek.
Well, the difference between if you want to get into detail here, Star Trek is sci-fi. Star Wars is fantasy. Because there's a hard line there that people will get upset.
They will. So Star Trek does keep with the science of fantasy star shit pretty good, I guess. I don't know.
Star Wars is,
it's Lord of the Rings with fucking spaceships.
Yeah.
So when you think of any of space movie and you think of asteroids, you imagine them bumping into each other and being dangerous, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of the myth that we see. And in Gunnar Halifax, like that show that we have, our sci-fi show, like it's always stupid. Yeah, it's always something stupid with asteroids. But we realized, and that we've changed it now, that spaceships dodging asteroids is complete bullshit. And it's just from movies. First of all, the asteroid belt that we're thinking of, the amount of mass that it has is actually 4% of the Earth's moon. So it's very minimal.
Okay.
But they're so fucking far apart from each other that scientists basically, they get boners every time they hit each other because they never do.
Mm.
So there's 0% chance almost that you're going to have to dodge asteroids. You're more likely like, yay, we're going through an asteroid thing. We're not going to get hit by shit
right.
ever.
Yeah.
So it's not overwhelming.
It would make it far less exciting if they weren't dodging.
You guys ready for the asteroid belt? And then you just go through it and don't see a single asteroid. And you're like, that was it. Kind of like going through a small town in Idaho.
Yeah.
Don't blink. Mm-hmm. Oh, there it goes.
Speed trap.
Well, that was
all
good.
I got for you. That was
good stuff.
Cool.
Thanks, Zach. Learning stuff.
That was fun. It was fun to look
learning
into that
is
shit
fun.
For you.
It is fun. Learn some new things.
Cool. You guys want to do dick things now?
No, this is not quite dick things.
Damn it!
We'll get back to some sex stuff, but first we have some good news. Zach!
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Hooray, we aren't doomed.
Yeah! Sports!
All right!
Another reason I love sports, like I needed one.
Boban Marjanovic intentionally misses free throw, so fans win free chicken promotion.
That was cool.
That's so
that was
funny.
A cool moment.
Yeah.
Houston Rockets center, Boban Marjanovic. Am I saying it right?
Bohan? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe Bohan. I'm not sure.
Boban Marjanovic sent fans into Los Angeles home happy with full stomachs. Late into the fourth quarter of the Rockets season finale against the Los Angeles Clippers, Marjanovic went to the free throw line and proceeded to miss the first of two shots. As part of the Clippers promotion, if an opposing player misses two free throws in a row, fans are treated to free chicken.
I love it.
Seemingly aware of what was at stake, Marjanovic took it upon himself to secure the fan base some chicken. The 7'4" center pointed to himself before attempting the second free throw, which he clanked off the rim for another miss.
Dude, it's so good.
Watch the video.
Yeah, I guess like a free chalupa night.
Yeah.
Are getting excited here. There might potentially.
Look, I got you.
That is an attractive man.
He is like 7'5", 7'6", some crazy shit.
It looks like he would be perfect in what, Big Friendly Giant?
Yeah.
Being cast as a Big Friendly Giant.
Yeah.
You want chicken? Here's your job. A man of the people. Better than most.
That'd be fun. And then just gets dunked on the other end. That's fun. Oh,
that
so he used to play for the Clippers.
Oh, okay.
And so he knew their promotion.
Well, that's so funny. God, what a guy.
Mm-hmm.
What a guy. And what a silly promotion to put it like 100% in the hands of.
Well, that encourages the crowd to get into it.
Yeah. And, yeah. I remember I have a good friend of mine. We used to live in Spokane together. What's up, Stevie?
Beautiful.
And we remember going to a Spokane Chiefs game.
Mm.
This must have been like probably 15, 16 years ago now. And there was something, I forget what it was, like what the goal was, but it just kept on trying to get the crowd to chant Chalupa. Like it would have like the across the screen, like just, and everyone's just like, Chalupa. And I was like, this is so fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
We're just laughing so hard, and then some player, I think, maybe got a hat trick, and everyone got fucking chalupas.
Yeah.
He was so pumped, and just handing out chalupas, and everyone just dancing out of the stadium. It was like, we are simple creatures.
It's, well, it is. Something free freaks people out.
Just a fucking chalupa.
It's funny, because I remember going to those games also, and getting free chalupas.
Really?
And, but I remember being like, not really caring, because if I want a chalupa, I'll just go get one.
Right.
So now it's like, now I have this coupon, and I feel obligated to go use it.
You think that going and claiming it, because there is a Taco Bell right by the Spokane Arena.
Yeah, they're right
that,
down the street.
You think that line was crazy? Oh, like, yeah. Everyone's just honking and cheering, just like, chalupa! Out the windows, and just the cops had to show up in riot gear.
Like, well, they're already there at the arena, directing traffic, so they probably just sent another crew down to Taco
just,
Bell.
They just hand him a helmet and a shield.
Yeah.
You're like, will you go contain the chalupa crowd? I know. My wife, I told her, we didn't think it would happen.
No one thought
tonight would be chalupa night. You don't have to tell me. Listen, everyone's got to put in the time.
I was trying to get out of here earlier tonight.
My wife is, I've just been putting in so many hours. I haven't seen my kids in 3 weeks. Like, you know, I hear you. We just never thought tonight would be chalupa night. I'm upset too. I'm heading over there.
Here, take a couple extra.
You know what? Give these to your kids.
Three chalupa flowers.
You get your Christmas bonus. You open it up. It's the same chalupa coupons from the game you had to go work. These don't expire for 14 years. Thanks, boss. Fucking sick.
Just had some laying around.
I took so many of these this night. I made you go over there? I went back inside and fucking put on a fake mustache and got at least 30, 40 of these fucking chalupas.
Dude, that's one of the things that I love so much about not being at having a workplace to go to. All the stupid shit that the bosses try to do to keep
business,
the workers happy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like pizza day and all that. Like, everyone just wants more money.
Yeah.
And they're like, here's pizza day.
Can I have the money that you spent on the pizza, please?
Thank
you.
Just like maybe walk around and like hand everybody a 20 or something and just be like, thanks for your hard work.
Oh, man. Yeah, he's like, all right, remember, we're closing early. We got a big party planned. And then you're like, all right, great. And they just shut down the McDonald's that you're in and then give you McDonald's food.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, what the fuck is what? It's the last thing I want. You're like, good job.
Go get us Burger King, you son of a bitch.
You cheap bastard. You don't even flame broil this shit.
You're just going to, this is a write-off. You don't care.
Shh, just enjoy your fucking Big Mac.
I said this before in the show, I'm pretty sure, but there's Ben and Jerry's at the mall downtown. And we would, you know, go to watch a movie. And there's a free ice cream day.
Mm-hmm.
And the line, I shit you not, wraps around the mall. People are waiting in line for a free ice cream cone that costs like $2 or $3. And I'm saying this
to people. It's about the experience.
No, fuck that. Like, what's the experience waiting in line for 2 hours for something that costs you $3? Like, I know people don't have a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want free stuff. But like, that's not. I'm sorry.
Your time is more important.
Way more important.
Yeah. Go get something done.
You can get a cheaper ice cream cone down the street at McDonald's or something. Like, if you really
need it.
Oh,
just a couple ice cream.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm missing something, but I don't get it. And the standing in line is part of the experience.
Standing in
fuck
line.
Fuck that, dude.
This ain't no Indiana Jones ride.
The ice creams will never get in like the free ice cream cone that I'm never going to get.
Hey. I saw a video not too long ago. Looked like a hammered Chad Kroger. And someone's like, hey, sing something. He's like, fuck you. And they're like, no, come on. And he's like, what? You'll sing Rockstar. And he's like, sang one line. He's like, all right, get the fuck out of here. And I was like, that's good. Because why are you making him sing? Yeah. He's just like in a bar with people. And someone's like, sing something. He's like, fuck you.
You want to sing an ice cream song?
I don't remember the
I'm
lyrics.
Through with standing in lines. Ice cream I'm never going to eat. Yeah.
The free promotion that I like.
You just can't beat.
There you go.
Pants feet. Hey, ice cream. Hey.
I'll just head down to another place where I know there ain't a line to
stuff
feed
my face.
Yeah. What the fuck is everybody waiting in line for?
tell them what they
want. Yeah, they're gonna get a free ice cream.
That's not very big.
It's just a sample size, so they can make you come back.
Nice.
Just,
don't get sprinkles, because that's an extra charge.
Because that's an extra dollar or two. Tell them how much is it. Hey, I'm gonna get some ice cream.
Wait, I'm gonna change this now. Yeah.
Nice.
Fuck. I'm out.
Well, that was good. But it's a nice segue, because we have a fucking song I want to show you coming up.
Because we all just want to get ice cream.
One free cone, ice cream. Because we all just want free ice cream cones. But I ain't standing in line feeling all alone. When I can walk right to the front down at Mickey D's.
What you gonna get? I'm going to vanilla cone.
But the bus fucking broken. Now I'm walking back to stand in line
with my free token. Now and
why are they always broken? I fucking hate this place. Tell them how it's tell
because
how, tell
McDonald's owns the place that fixes the machines, so they every once in a while on a breakdown, because then they can have it pay their own company to fix the machines. It's all one big monopoly.
In cahoots.
It's big ice cream and big everyone, big burger.
And big rubber. Big rubber, big burger, big water. Is that just supersized?
Big potato.
You want to supersize that meal? Yeah, upgrade to a big rubber.
Fuck yeah, brother.
Fucking big rubber. All right, this next one, I'm excited. Zach!
The internet is pretty wild. Depending on your browsing habits, you can either experience something super cool, or go to prison. Crazy, right? Let's check it out together as a couple. Hey, look what I found.
Yes, that's awesome.
Together
as a couple. So awesome. Our son Darren sent this in. There's nothing going on with the video side of it. It's just the audio. And immediately when I saw the email, I got it the fuck out of there so you wouldn't see it. I just want to make sure that was taken care of to surprise you. And this particular guy, the obscurest vinyl, has some amazing songs. There's some good ones. But I got this one, put it in. I listened to it probably like 15 times, just laughing so hard, and just sent it to so many people. I think it made its way to Miles Kennedy, just so you guys know, the lead singer of Alter Bridge, for the ones that don't know.
He lives here. Beautiful!
Yeah, so I sent it off to the GA, who I used to work at in radio, and he sent it off to people, and then Mike Miles wrote back, and he's like, this is fucking amazing. It's just one of those songs. And you might not think it's funny, but just really think about it. Just really give it a chance.
When did it come out?
I don't know. Not long. Like, it was a little bit ago, but it's racking up views. But I'm hoping that this one has not found its way to your ears out there if you guys are listening. Are you guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. I've been tugging these nips and I'm rubbing them again. See you in hell. I don't give a shit. I'm just rubbing and a-tugging my fucking nips. Oh, golly. Ooh, my fucking nips. I'll be in sea of hell. I don't give a shit. I'm just rubbing and a-tugging my fucking nips. The doctor said you need to stop or you can kiss those nips goodbye. I said, hey, doc, you can eat a cock. I tell your wife I'm coming by. See you in hell. I don't give a shit. I'm just rubbing and tugging my fucking nips. Oh, golly.
Bring the horns in, baby.
Yeah, I've heard it all before. You can't tug your nips in the department store. Your dorks are fucking pouring. I cannot lie. I'll be tugging all these things till I fucking die. See you in hell. I don't give a shit. I'm just rubbing and tugging my fucking nips. Oh, that fucking stings. Tugging, running, bruising and bleeding my nips. I'll receive, oh Lord. Fucking steam. I'm just a rubbing and a tugging my fucking neck. Oh, rubbing and tugging, tugging. mind, it's our sea.
Some great harmonies.
That fucking stink. Tell your wife I'm coming home.
I'm assuming that's new, but made to sound old.
Yes. Yeah. And he has some really good ones. You want to get a little bit of another one? It's the same type of shit, dude. But when he just goes, there's something like, I know you can't, I can't be tugging my nips in the department store. Mm-hmm. He's like, you dorks are boring. I don't give a shit.
I missed that.
See
part.
Who in hell be robbing my fucking nips? Just so funny, dude. I hear you, Doc. You can suck a cock.
You suck a
tell
cock.
Your wife that I'm coming by. Woo! And then the horns. See you in hell. I don't give a shit.
So these, this
channel,
this obscure, yeah. Are these all like that? The channel?
Yeah. At least the ones that I found. This here. Listen to this one. This is another funny one.
I got my ball to my buffalo. What did I do? I can't take a dump, cause now my balls are blocking up my butthole. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on Blue.
Shame on Blue.
Good guy, I pulled too hard. Now my scrotum's stretched out like a fucking yard. Oh God, I threw my balls to my butthole again. Oh my God, what did I do?
Just in the hot tub.
A lady doesn't want a life of watching her man use a butter knife. Face down, ass up, try and solve the set. Oh, baby, fucking please just take me back. I grew my balls to my butthole again. Oh, my God, what did I do? I can't take a dump, because now my balls are blocking up my butthole. Fool me once.
This is so funny, dude. Would you say there was a jizz in the hot tub?
Quit jizzing in the hot tub.
Play that one. I haven't heard that one. And then we'll move off to get some emails in here. Turn it up. Not as good.
No, it's not as funny. But like it's just that old sound makes it funny.
God damn,
shit would have been a hit back in the day if it was about a truck or a girl.
I know.
this is called "I'd Really Like to Get in Your Pants" because I just shit mine.
Turn it up a little.
I'd really like to get in your pants because I just shit in mine. I just can't stop ruining all of these pants. I'm just shitting and shitting and shitting and I ain't ever quitting. Trying to get in your pants because I keep fucking shitting in mine. I'd really like to get in your pants because I keep fucking shitting in mine.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Obscure as vinyl. It's pretty funny.
I gotta play that one part before you get on the other one. The was like, you dorks are boring.
Mm.
I'll be rubbing my nips till the day I die. Okay, 1 second. Let me go find it. It's not loading correctly. Oh, there we go. Okay, here we go.
My fucking nips are bleeding. I don't give a shit. I'm just a rubbing and a talking about fucking nips. The doctor said you need to stop.
Okay, let me go get
it. I cannot lie.
Okay, here we go.
I've heard it all before you.
Here we go.
You can't tug your nips in the department store. You dorks are fucking boring. I cannot allow me tugging on these things till I fucking die. See you in hell. I don't give a shit. I'm just a rubbing and a tugging my fucking nips.
That's catching
shit. Oh, the fucking sting. Tugging, rubbing, bruising and bleeding. My nips are receding, oh Lord.
Guy sounds like he could sing some metal. I bet you he's got that tone in there.
That is so funny. Just the like of see you in hell. That don't give a shit. Hey, I just run. Talking my fucking nips. Woo! Woo! Fucking stings. Just be like,
woo! I just picture him doing it.
Oh my God.
It needs to be a music video for that for sure.
Anyway, Darren, fuck yeah. Thank you so much for sending that in. God damn, dude. You sent that,
my fucking nips.
You sent it, and some fucking huge rock stars have now heard it. So yeah. That's because of you. All right, let's hear from the kids. Zach!
All right, let's hear what you guys think.
Really? You want to talk to me? Wow, that's cool.
I mean, between pants feet, parked out by the lake. What are the other ones that we were? Oh yeah, we were sex on me. And rubbing and tucking my rubbing and tugging my nips.
Like we got a big four right there.
A can you don't
the whole CD.
Yeah, we could make an infomercial. You who can forget this classic? Woo! I don't give a shit.
Rubbing my fucking nips.
Woo! Fucking stings. Or how about this timely classic? WW dot coming all over me. I bring you way back to a time we all remember.
Take you back to a simpler time.
Simpler time. Parked out by the lake.
Yes, sir.
Oh, good stuff. All right, do you want to read the first one? Want to read the
second
one? The second
one's long. Yeah, you better read the first one. Or the second one. All right. So this is continuing on. More thoughts about the men versus women pain, Betty Boop. From a few weeks ago. Man, we've gotten so many about this topic. Everyone's pissed off.
Yeah. Or just sharing their opinion. Not many people are mad, but... this one might do it. Go ahead.
This ought to do it. Eddie writes, men can take shock pain and aching pain and get the job done because the drive is to complete the job.
Just like coming.
Do what you want it.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I'll fucking come in the microwave.
The job game or project. Yet they complain about it.
Yeah.
That's where women then think men can't handle the pain. Yet women don't really complain about the childbirth pain, so that's probably the thought process. Women get the recognition of being superheroes just for being mothers. Well,
I read that line and I was like, bro,
it's so funny. You never read something and you're like, oh, this guy's making a, oh shit. Okay.
Oh no.
Okay. Let's see if I can get through this.
Women think they're so great.
I think you're so fucking special.
Woo! I don't give a shit. Rubbing and tucking fucking nips.
Women us complaining about doing that fucking shit.
Pushing babies out. Woo! Oh, that stings.
Just for being mothers, while men only really get appreciated or taken care of when hurt. However, broken down in the small scale of an injury, women stop and give up with a cut or a broken finger while I played soccer for 3 weeks after I tore my ACL and separated my shoulder this year, but my wife bangs her knee on a chair or bed frame. She is shut down for the day. I don't know. I'm probably wrong, Eddie. I don't know.
I mean, you tell me. I just got here.
I don't know. I'm probably wrong.
No, I just got here, Eddie. It just goes back to the same thing we've been talking about. Like, it's just everybody is different. Like, some men fucking shut down over dumb fucking shit. I've seen it. Some women shut down over dumb shit. Some women play through crazy fucking injuries. Some men play through crazy injuries. There's so much on the scale. But goddamn, Eddie.
I can give a perfect example.
Let's just give out Eddie's email so we don't have to field the emails.
So, like, if I start a project, like, I remember cutting down my grandma's tree with just a handsaw one time.
So you could fuck the birdhouse?
And I was,
Hey, grandma, where should I put my cum?
Where should I put my cum? Put it in the birdhouse. Do you have a ladder? No. Do you have a saw?
All right.
Just fucking have a raging boner and a fucking chainsaw. Just.
No, I didn't even have a chainsaw.
Oh, handsaw.
I had just like a. I had to cut this fucker down.
Nobody comes to work.
But my grandma's like, you want me to go get you? Like, I was like, no, I got it. Cause I was like, I started this thing with a handsaw. I'm going to finish this fucking thing with a handsaw. Satisfaction of, you know, it being the saw.
I got this tool that'll make this way easier. No, nah, I started with a bad idea.
That's right. I'm going to finish this bad idea.
I fucked up when I got going on this project, and I'm gonna keep fucking it up.
Isn't that a guy thing? I mean, it's such a fucking
yeah.
But so in the opposite,
no, like, this is fine.
My wife, like, same thing. Like, she, like, I, we said this in that episode. I don't need to repeat it, but like, she just does things because they need to get done, not for recognition. And yeah. I think women do. They're just women are. They just do that more. And I think guys, like, guys work hard. You go out and you work on an oil rig and you make it, make the money to feed your family. And I think that that's the thing. Like, I'm working my ass off to make this money to provide for my family. And my wife's getting all the credit for, but she's just at home
pushing, like, having babies.
Yeah.
Like a fucking pussy.
So it's the other, it's that, that other side of it. Like, I'm doing all this and what is she doing? Just watching TV. But would that, could that guy do the, all the shit that she does? Probably not. Just like she probably, if she's doing that, she probably couldn't do the fucking oil rig job.
Yeah.
So just be set or content that you're doing that and she's doing that and be fine with it.
Yeah.
Don't compare each other.
I hear you. All right. Well, so can't wait.
That's all I can say to you, Eddie.
Can't wait for the emails. And now we wrap up today's show with this dandy of an email coming in from our son, Eugene. He writes, hello, dads and Uncle Zach.
Hey, Eugene.
He didn't say call me Uncle Zach.
Oh.
Right? I will be sending an art thing I made tomorrow. I don't know why that was
hey,
so
dad,
funny to me.
I made an art thing,
it just,
dad.
It just leads with that. Hey, guys, I'll be sending something tomorrow. Anyway.
Yeah.
It's only taken me since last October, so now I'll be sending it. Due to my busy schedule, adding another image to the backside, I am just now getting to be able to send it. Okay, got it. Now on to why I'm sending this messages. It has April Fools in the subject line. Monday was totally fun and totally not filled with any pranks, unfortunately. Talking about April Fools. It was a normal day. I drive to work where I work as a substance abuse counselor. Our secretary was out, and the other counselor in the office was working at a different site for the day. I had taken a few phone calls where two of my morning clients had to reschedule for life reasons. Nothing out of the ordinary. Anytime a client doesn't show just means I have more time to get slash keep caught up in the paperwork.
Get slash keep caught up with paperwork?
That's what it says.
Want me to read this, Joe?
That's read this line. Go ahead. What does it say? Read the last line of that paragraph. What does it say?
Okay. Anytime a client doesn't show just means I have more time to get slash keep caught up in the paperwork.
Anyway, I'm going to keep going. It was about 9:30 when the coffee kicked and my tummy told me it was time to evacuate. I love the fact of you being like, you want me to take this
and
one?
And then still fucking
and then,
it up.
No, and then reading it, and that's exactly what it says.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, never mind. 9:30, the coffee kicked in. My tummy told me to get out of bed. I grabbed my coffee keys to, or my office keys to lock up
my
our office.
Coffee keys to add to the fucking.
God, where did my fucking coffee
my
keys?
Office drink go?
Lock up our office since we share space with a legal aid office on the same floor. I walk to the bathroom and get about one step in when I realize someone is in the only stall in the space.
Oh no.
As I'm backing out to close the door, I hear a voice say, wait, I've been waiting for someone to come in. I have an emergency.
Oh no.
It was at this point that the smell hit me, and I no longer felt the need to use the bathroom. I then noticed the wheelchair sitting outside the stall. The voice told me they rushed out of the legal aid office because nature was viciously calling them. He only has one leg, and he didn't see the step up into the stall, which caused him to exert a little more energy, which led him to shitting his pants and a mess all around and on the toilet. God. He asked if I have an extra set of pants or something to help. And he just says, like, with so much confidence, he goes, I don't carry any extra pants normally. So I told him, I wish I could help. I just don't normally carry around pants. I then said I would check at the mini mart on the same block. I leave. I ask the clerk at the store if they sell pants, which they don't. Walking in there, and you're like, like the little bell on the door. Just ding, 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 ding. And you just walk up there and be like, I know the answer already, but do you guys sell pants? No. All right, bye. No, but we have these cool hats. You're like, no, I need these
t-shirts with button-up t-shirts with flames on them and blue lightning bolts.
No, I don't have any pants, but we do have this American flag hat. And this is NASCAR. Those things are hot. People keep buying the NASCAR hats. You're like, no, I need pants, bye.
a bandana with flames on it?
That's all we got. Which, I mean, looks sick in a nighttime bowling league. I am back at the bathroom in less than 4 minutes, letting him know that there are no pants. Sorry, no pants. but I got you some cheesesteaks. I ask if there is anyone I could call for him that could come and help. He denies having anyone willing. His plan at this point was to clean up and remove the pants. He was going to use his coat to cover up, and he was going to use the sink to rinse his pants out. It wasn't ideal, but it was the best case given our lack of utility closet or cleaning supplies. I leave him to it. All right, you got it? All right, bye. Even though I might be a bit of a dick for leaving him there, but I also think he has gotten himself this far on his own. You can handle it from here. You got yourself in it? Listen, my grandma once asked if I wanted the chainsaw when I was cutting down a tree with a handsaw. And I said, no. And I think that's kind of what you're doing.
That applies
you
here.
You shit your own pants. You can unshit your pants.
Well, some people might get offended if you offer to help them.
Yeah, that's true. I go back to my office and call the maintenance office to let them know the situation. I go back to doing my notes and trying to unsee that crime scene. This was all said and done by about 10 a.m. I hear a knock at our main door at 11:30. It was the guy in the wheelchair with one leg and no pants. He again asked if I had any pants.
I was wondering if you, I know it's, it hasn't been that while, but I was wondering if you came into some pants.
It was clear he didn't recognize my voice and that it was actually me that was trying to help him earlier. Mm. He's just
going around.
You know, this is going to sound crazy. This guy was trying to help me. I didn't trust him. I just went down to the mini mart and asked if they had any pants. They didn't. Do you have any pants? Told him I didn't have any, but I did have a blanket in my car. I grabbed my keys, locked the door, and we ride the elevator down to the street. He told me he started washing his pants out in the sink and he fell asleep for about an hour before he knocked on my door. What a mystery. This guy is like fucking trying to solve a riddle. Fuck, dude. I gave him the blanket I had in my truck and wished him luck on his day. I don't know where he went now. And that was a week later. What sticks with me is, why did he need to tell me he fell asleep while washing his pants out? And also, how do you fall asleep in that kind of emergency? I'm a substance abuse counselor, so I have my thoughts about it. I mean, that's what I was going to say. But this is the random thought that keeps coming back to me in these quiet moments. On a side note, I go home to my daughter being pissed off because one of the boys shit and used a bunch of toilet paper and failed to flush. Then none of the boys wanted to fess up, which led to a shit-filled toilet for a few hours until I intervened by saying it gets fixed or they will all band together and deep clean the whole... they will deep clean to hold their whole bathroom. Mm. That's what it said. I'm not sure. It was anonymously flushed 5 minutes later. Kids, right? Well, Mondays. Your son, Eugene. But that would haunt me. Like, imagine, like, 2 years from now, you're just at a restaurant, and so the guy really goes, do you have any pants? And you're like, where have you been? I have so many questions. You can't do that to me. Just falling asleep.
Hey, this is gonna sound weird, but
he's a waiter. He rolls over. He has like, you don't like notice who it is at first. And he's like, all right, well, our specials tonight are blah, blah, blah. And he goes, it's gonna sound crazy. Do you have any pants? And you look up and you're just like, what? Where have you been? Oh, anyway. Wild stuff, Eugene. I love it. All right, well, that's episode 97. We keep going. Bonus content every single week, and you can access it if you support us on Patreon. Just pick whatever tier is right for you. Patreon.com/CanYouKnowPodcast. Woo! Fucking stings! Instagram, Facebook, got the YouTube version. Just find it on YouTube. You want to see something on the show, the email to send it in is heyguys@canyoudon'tpodcast.com. Rate and review us. Then check out Uncle Zach's shit at scatcast.com. That is scat with a K. Thanks to the babysitters that moderate and run the Can You Don't Playground on the Facebook. All right. Joke.
Mm-hmm.
Zach!
Good God. Wrap it up already, huh?
I can't. Like, where is that guy right now?
I don't know.
What is he doing?
I hope he's surrounded by just a pile of pants. He has more pants than he knows what to do with. No,
yeah, just an abundance.
Abundance of all different types of pants. I've always thought about that with cargo pants. Like, how cool to be just put more cargo pants
or like
in the pockets,
in
of,
the
your
pockets of your cargo pants. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe that's what that guy should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Just more pants.
Or like throw a backpack over the bag and just have an extra pair in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not sure what he's doing.
Well, he could just cut one of the legs off and
oh yeah, he just fucking get so many pants if you only had to use half the pant. You have to use one pant. Are you ready for the joke?
Mm-hmm.
Ready? Okay. Imagine if a female pirate had to get a replacement boob. That would suck, wouldn't it? Get it?
Wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it? feels like a bag of sand. What was that 40-year-old
version?
40-year-old
version.
Yeah. Oh, I just squeeze it. Felt like a bag of sand. What?
You ever touched a boob?
What was that one post? Some guy was, I guess it's like a famous Reddit post, dude. It's so good. But he's asking for advice on how to like finger a girl. And he's like, the only thing I know about it is that it's just like feeding a horse. He goes, like, any advice?
Like, I know it's like feeding a horse, but
everybody knows it's like feeding a horse. And just picture it, a horse mouth. But now it's down there. It's like, oh my God.
It's gums and teeth showing.
Here you go. He's
like, you got to make sure your hands are flat.
Of course, I know it's like just like feeding a horse, but any other advice? I'm glad to hear
any
it.
Other details would
any
really...
other details would really help me out. I'm in a pinch. Okay, that's it. Bonus stuff coming up. Bye.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Ow! Wrap my nets! Zip!